Now, while the Citizens Review Board made a powerful statement by deciding to probe deeper into the Keith Scott shooting, the board's power is pretty much limited to making recommendations. Council member Julie Iseult has been working to make some changes to the board as chair of the City Council's Community Safety Committee. She took a break from vacation in Rome today to speak to us. Councilwoman Iseult, thank you for joining us.
Sure.
Monday night, City Council did approve some changes in the operation of the Citizens Review Board, but they seem like relatively minor changes. Is that how you see it?
It's the start to a framework that we're changing. They seem relatively minor, but in fact, they're not necessarily. One of the things that we realized was that all 11 board members would roll off at the same time next year, which is really problematic because they're is quite a bit that you have to do to go to qualify to be on the Citizens Review Board, mostly that being going through the Citizens Academy.
Councilwoman Iseult, what about the actual powers of the Citizens Review Board? Does the panel have enough teeth? Right now, I think they can only just recommend things, right?
That's correct. They can recommend policies, which they have done before. They were the first group to recommend that police wear body cameras. That came from the Citizens Review Board. We wanted to get subpoena power this year. We went to Raleigh, myself and Councilmember Smith, and asked for subpoena power for the Charlotte Citizens Review Board, but that didn't go anywhere. So right now, a witness might say, well, you know, it could have been someone from out of town, and that's happened before, and they don't want to come back. It could be somebody who is afraid to show up because of, you know, neighborhood pressure, things like that. So it can work both ways for the, you know, in favor of the complainant and in favor of the police.
And looking at this on a national scale, comparing how the board works in Charlotte, are there other cities where this type of board does have a much more central role in how these cases are handled and more power to make things happen or get a closer look?
Yes, there's about four or five different predominant models nationwide. Ours, of course, is governed by the General Assembly, and they do not allow us to have investigative power. That would be a whole different makeup. You don't, you wouldn't take the existing structure of the board and ask for investigative power. You'd have to really, you know, spend some time and money, even if the General Assembly allowed us to have investigative authority. You'd really have to come up with a much different type of board. Some have a sort of a general inspector that looks over the CRB, but also the Internal Affairs Department. And so there's different ways to do it.
And do you think this board in Charlotte, I believe, was formed in 1997, 2 decades ago now. Do you see an argument that so much has changed in the landscape as far as police-community relations that the structure may not hold in today's environment?
Well, again, it would really be up to the General Assembly to give us the power to change the structure. I don't know that any city has found the right solution. I think that we would really have to have some help in Raleigh to look at different models that might serve us best. And I don't know that that's going to happen anytime soon.
What objections or concerns about that subpoena power have you heard from lawmakers?
Well, I think it was confusion. Representative Rodney Moore had filed another bill that was much broader and asked for investigative powers. We didn't feel that that was going to happen, and so we filed a local bill that strictly asked for subpoena power. And I think that lawmakers were probably focused on the first bill. There was a lot more in there than just subpoena power and investigative power.
Charlotte City Council Member Julie Iseult, thank you very much for talking with us.
Sure, Mark.